G'day, this is Higo with your hard and heavy news. Starting with something that has divided fans on social media everywhere was the news that Spencer Eldon, who famously appears on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album at 4 months of age, is suing the band and asking $150,000 from each of the 17 named defendants, amounting to $2.55 million. Eldon's lawyer, Robert Y. Lewis, claims the image is a work of child pornography, alleging the dollar bill makes the baby seem like a sex worker. Lewis alleges this was done intentionally to increase album sales. Eldon seems to have relished his role in the famous cover photo prior to the lawsuit, as he has recreated the image several times, oblique while wearing shorts. Eldon also has the album title, Nevermind, tattooed in large letters across his chest. Watch this space. Limp Bizkit have announced that they will release a new album soon, saying, quote, new songs will begin to leak one after the other in rapid succession very soon, and soon thereafter our new album will be released, unquote. Wes Borland from the band had recently stated that they had recorded over 35 songs for an album that had been in the works for some time, and that Fred Durst had recorded vocals, but then threw them all out. He's since recorded new vocals he's happy with, and the band even debuted a new song, Dad Vibes, at their recent appearance at Lollapalooza. Mama gon' brag when I walk in the door. You ain't never seen a gorilla in the mist. Walk the line so fine with the blindfold. Keep in mind though, hot dad riding in on a rhino. Got the roll on the rap with the dad vibes. Now everybody bounce with the franchise. Can't live with him, can't live without him. New kid back on the block with a whip. Tag, tag in the back with the drip. Going to the tip. We will, of course, bring the latest tunes when we get them from Limp Bizkit. Aussie thrashers Desecrator have released their latest album, Summoning. Here's a taste. That's Hate at First Sight from the album that contains 10 tracks. And the band will be hitting the road with The Ascended and Harlot from the end of September through to the new year, weaving their way across the country and avoiding COVID. Check their socials for dates. Paul Stanley from Kiss has tested positive for COVID-19. Paul is fully vaccinated and is feeling fine, but through regular testing for the band and their crew, he discovered he was positive. As a result, some Kiss shows have been postponed for the safety of everyone. On that COVID front, Kid Rock has also had to cancel shows due to most of his band contracting the virus. Kid Rock himself says he is fully vaccinated and has tested negative. Great news for Winery Dogs fans. They have regrouped in Los Angeles to begin working on their long-awaited third album. Richie Kotzen, Mike Portnoy and Billy Sheehan last released an album together in 2015. And Billy Sheehan says the band goes old school, getting in a room together and figuring things out. He also noted that the long gap between albums was deliberate, so they could have space and use life experiences for inspiration for this next album, due in 2022. And finally, the Rolling Stones, with the blessing of Charlie Watts, will continue their tour of the US. A source saying, quote, the band wants to make the show a celebration of his life. He was like a brother to them, but they know he would have hated the thought of cancelling shows. Charlie had given them his blessing to tour without him following his latest operation, so they will honour his wishes. Stepping in for Watts will be his great friend, Steve Jordan, who had previously played with Keith Richards. That's it for now. Stay up to date and get your news on demand at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.